I'm standing out the front of St. Paul's Church, which is just across the road from Ground Zero in New York City. I'm not sure if you can hear the background, but from where I'm standing, there's an absolute orchestral sweep of building jackhammers. The sound of progress, I guess. The site itself is filled with cranes. It's surrounded by awnings you can't really see in, but there is a visitor centre. The thing that's really affecting, however, is that St. Paul's Church behind me is the oldest church in America, I believe. George Washington prayed here on the day of his inauguration. And the churchyard itself is filled with gravestones from colonists who died back in the early years of the 18th century. It was built, I believe, in 1766. It's peaceful. It's a gorgeous colonial Georgian church, and there are messages of hope and solidarity from all over the United States inside. And the railings, the fence that surrounds St. Paul's Church, you may have seen on television reports in the days following 9/11, they were draped with messages. Those images we'll never forget, I'm sure. So it's quite a paradox. You've got the peace behind. It's not really a paradox, it's great that there's peace behind and progress ahead at a site that means so much to Americans and to the rest of us in the world. Talk soon. Bye.